The Case of Vincent Pirrit by Barry Payne. The death of Vincent Pirrit, J.P., of Ellerdon House, Ellerdon, in the county of Buckingham, would, in the ordinary way, have received no more attention than the death of any other simple country gentleman. The circumstances of his death, however, though now long since forgotten, were sensational and attracted some notice at the time. It was one of those cases which is easily forgotten within a year, except just in the locality where it occurred. The most sensational circumstances of the case never came before the public at all. I give them here simply and plainly. The psychical people may make what they like of them. Pirrit himself was a very ordinary country gentleman, a good fellow, but in no way brilliant. He was devoted to his wife, who was some 15 years younger than himself and remarkably beautiful. She was quite a good woman, but she had her faults. She was fond of admiration, and she was an abominable flirt. She misled men very cleverly, and was then sincerely angry with them for having been misled. Her husband never troubled his head about these flirtations, being assured quite rightly that she was a good woman. He was not jealous. She, on the other hand, was possessed of a jealousy amounting almost to insanity. This might have caused trouble if he had ever provided her with the slightest basis on which her jealousy could work, but he